there was one of these monks, and he was living in the jungle. And living in the jungle, meditating, in those days, you know, people would be able to feed you, no problem at all. And he had like perfect solitude, meditating day and night, really good monk. And of course, it just happens after a time, you get these deep meditations, and after deep meditations, sometimes you get these powers. And actually, you know, he could fly through the air. And you know, he would just, you know, every morning, just have a flight, like almost like exercise. But the trouble was that somebody saw him. This is why if any of you do get psychic powers, please don't do them in public. Because you always get into big trouble every time. So somebody saw him, and of course the word gets around. And when the word gets around, you know, for example, you know, it's not the case if you heard that someone at Dhammasara Nuns Monastery could fly through the air, you'd all go down there and have a look. And then you'd be hassling the nuns, come on, just show us, come on, come on. But anyway, this monk, as soon the word got to the king, and the king said, I always wanted to see, you know, a real monk levitating. Would you like to see a monk levitate? Would you? Yeah. Of course you would, yeah. So the king would, no, we're not going to do it, so forget about it. But this king, you know, if you're a king, you've got power, so he sent his army up there, you know, and said, you know, the king summons you. He said, I don't want to go to the palace, I'm just a simple monk. He said, no, this is not a request, you're coming. So, you know, he brought him to the palace. And the king was, you know, a really good sort of Buddhist. He actually built a little kuti, a hut for this monk, you know, and there's some forest in the grounds. He said, monk, just, you know, you can stay here. Not you can, you will stay here. And I would just want to, you know, I want to feed you, you know, make merits, make good karma, because you're obviously a holy monk, and to ask questions, you know, about Dhamma, and also get some advice on, you know, running my kingdom, because you're obviously wise, and you're not in it for the money like all my ministers and politicians, you know, you're just wise. So, you know, I will feed you, live here, you can meditate and fly through the air as much as you like, and I want you to be my, like, wise advisor, which made a lot of sense. So the monk assented, and you know, the king would feed him really nice food, and he'd be, you know, in this little forest in the palace grounds, just like being in the jungle, and every morning he'd go for his exercise through the air. But one day, as he was coming into land, that morning the person who was bringing him food was one of the princesses, because the king couldn't come himself, and she was drop-dead gorgeous, a hot chick. And this monk, as he was coming into land, he just saw her. Just one moment, that's all it took, one moment of lust. And he lost his ability to fly and had to do crash landing. And when he realized he couldn't fly after that, so he walked back. That after lunch, he walked right back to Faye, didn't care about the king at all. And it took him 2 or 3 years to get his flying powers back again. That was how sensitive these psychic powers are. So yes, there are psychic powers, but just one bit of anger, one bit of lust, one bit of pride, they all vanish and disappear. That's how sensitive they are. So you guys, you know, because you're, you know, not the bhikkhunis, but you're not monks, you know, you haven't overcome anger and lust, so please don't go flying through the air. You'll get high up there and something will come up, somebody will make a noise, it's that person again, and you'll come crashing down to the ground again and hurt yourself. That's why we don't do these psychic powers. But that was the psychic power a long time ago. Is that what you wanted to hear? Okay. What is mind?